It's Tuesday, March 31st. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Machinists at GM demand to make ventilators, Amazon workers walk out on the job, and gig workers quit delivering groceries until their bosses show them some respect. Meanwhile, new data suggests that the social restrictions recommended by experts and derided by Trump are working. Who would have thought? Besides nearly every expert, that is. And lastly, social networks may finally be growing a spine when it comes to banning conspiracies and lies, but will Trump ever get the block he deserves?
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Something is happening in America, and it's starting in warehouse aisles, customer service cubicles, and factory floors. Workers at Amazon, Instacart, General Motors, and more all have staged strikes, protests, sick outs, and work stoppages on Monday to fight back against their corporate bosses' neglectful response to the coronavirus. On Monday, many of Instacart's nationwide network of grocery delivery drivers, who are classified as contractors for the company and not employees, walked off the job. They're asking for hazard pay on deliveries and free safety equipment. The same day, workers at Staten Island's Amazon Fulfillment Center joined them, walking out of their warehouse into the rain to protest the lack of protective measures for workers. In a despicable turn of corporate evil, Amazon fired the worker who organized the impromptu walkout, Chris Smalls, alleging that he repeatedly violated social distancing guidelines. They couldn't even bother to make up a good excuse for giving him the boot. Elsewhere in the Bezos empire, workers at Whole Foods are planning a sick out on Tuesday, calling out of work en masse to pressure the company for better sick leave, hazard pay, and more. In Pittsburgh last week, a group of mostly black garbage workers went on a wildcat strike to protest unsafe working conditions. Workers at General Motors Aviation Facility in Massachusetts staged a silent protest on Monday, asking the company to let them convert their machines to produce ventilators, not jet engines, and distributing a list of other GM facilities that could be converted to do the same. General Motors has signed on with Ford to produce at least 50,000 ventilators over the next 100 days. But for some employees, that's not good enough. What this says is clear. Working people are trying to save the country. If the CEOs at the top don't let it happen, they've got blood on their hands. Well, after all that, it turns out experts might have known what they were talking about. According to data collected by medical technology company Kinza Health, harsh containment measures like social distancing, business closures, and stay-at-home orders are contributing to a rapid drop in the number of fevers. The results aren't exactly hard science. Kinza makes online-compatible thermometers that it tracks data for. So it's basically just saying fewer people have fevers in areas where these measures have been enacted. But the company uses similar models to track the spread of the flu every year, and experts told the New York Times that Kinza's research is pretty solid. That public health data from New York and Washington State, the two biggest epicenters of the virus in the U.S., seem to support the conclusion that containment measures are working. Some of that data may have influenced Trump's decision to put off relaxing the federal guidelines on social distancing until the end of April. It's clear at this point that at least some people in the room with him are making sense. We can only hope that they last a long time.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook have cracked down on false, misleading, and medically dangerous content in the past few days, even if it's coming from heads of state. For the past week or so, Twitter has been cracking down on tweets from Rudy Giuliani and other conservative fear swamp denizens as they attempt to flog the president's pet theory that the coronavirus can be stopped by a drug called hydroxychloroquine. But on Monday, the platform took it even further, banning Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro for posting similar content, saying his live video violated new global standards on contradicting public health information. Facebook and Instagram also took down the video shortly after. Last week, Twitter also deleted a post by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who claimed that a, quote, brew could cure coronavirus. The elephant in the room, of course, is that Trump is basically promoting the same kind of stuff, and yet his account's still up. Funny how that works out. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
A new FBI analysis reported by ABC News warns that a surge in hate crimes against Asian Americans is possible due to the spread of the coronavirus. Gee, I wonder where the violent racists are getting their cues from. The Massachusetts Democratic Party announced it will cancel its statewide convention this summer due to the risk of the coronavirus, which is big news for the key Senate primary race. Incumbent Senator Ed Markey, a loyal progressive, will be considered the winner of the convention and get the party's endorsement, although his rival, Representative Joe Kennedy III, will still get on the Democratic ballot. A Pentecostal megachurch pastor was arrested in Tampa, Florida on Monday for holding regular services on Sunday despite the nationwide rulings against large gatherings. Reverend Ronnie Howard Brown has encouraged his parish to flaunt social distancing and shake hands anyway because, quote, "we are raising revivalists, not pansies," unquote. Yikes. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Representative Ayanna Pressley petitioned Trump's Health and Human Services Department to collect and release further demographic data on coronavirus infection, arguing that without it, the government could not adequately protect communities of color or low-income citizens who may be hit harder by the disease.
Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Thank you, Lucy. Tune into the Majority Report live today at noon, folks, or later, wherever your podcasts are found.